This is Dakota Datebook for May 28th. Every year, dozens of communities from across the country compete for the prestigious All-America City Award presented by the National Civic League. The National Civic League, a nonpartisan nonprofit founded in 1894, bestows the award on 10 communities each year that exemplify the American democratic ideal of a civil society, where citizens work together in the pursuit of the common good. The contest began in 1949, inspired by the long-standing tradition of naming an All-American football team. Fargo proudly claimed the All-America City Award in 1959. Moorhead earned an honorable mention in 1977 and later became a finalist in 1978, 1998, and 1999. Then, in 2000, the two cities set aside their friendly rivalry and did something they had never done before. They applied together. The gamble paid off, and the Fargo-Moorhead metro area earned a spot among 30 finalists. On this date, in the year 2000, a 46-member delegation from both cities was making their final preparations before departing for Louisville to make their case before the National Civic League. Each finalist had just 10 minutes to present and 10 minutes for questions, a tight window to stand out among 29 other communities from 17 states. The Fargo-Moorhead team took the stage with purpose, opening with a unified chant, "We are more than you expect." They built their case around three community-driven initiatives. Project Tomorrow brought together 200 diverse stakeholders to envision what Fargo-Moorhead could become by 2010 and chart a course to get there. The Cultural Diversity Project worked to deepen awareness and appreciation of diversity while providing meaningful support to minority residents, including the many refugees who had made Fargo-Moorhead the nation's fourth-largest resettlement destination at the time. America's Promise invested in young people by connecting them with caring adults, providing safe spaces for structured activities, equipping them with marketable skills through education, and opening doors to community service. The strength of those grassroots initiatives resonated with the judges, and Fargo-Moorhead was named one of the 10 All-American City Award winners for 2000. It was a fitting tribute to two cities that, for all their friendly rivalry, have long known how to work together to improve life across the metro. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.